No, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it is the Man of Steel. And we transform the plastic man to a Man of Steel this time of year because it is open teal season. And, Ryan, did you guys make it out to the blind yet?
Oh, yeah, we in it. We sitting in it. Just fighting the battles of opening day.
I know what you're talking about. Any sightings or shootings yet?
One sec. Yeah, there's a few birds around. Yesterday they had a bunch on the south lease. The north lease didn't have a great deal of birds. But we got a northwest wind today, so hopefully they'll push some more in. They had places. There's one right there. Watch that guy. We got a few birds flying around, but there's so many people.
Yeah.
I pulled up
you
in
know,
one, of my
last year...
one of my ponds yesterday. Had 26 people in it.
Wow. Oh, man. Yeah, it takes a full-time enforcement officer to keep the trespassers out. You know, last year when you and I were teal hunting, man, it was strange because there were so many wood ducks. Are you seeing a lot of wood ducks this year?
The north lease is covered with them again. Kitty, get out, get out, kitty. You don't have to kill him if you don't want.
let's find out what happened there. Let's go back to the replay here.
We had a little blue wing come on the front side of the boat and had a two shot behind the bird. They were shooting him where they boot, not where they toot.
They were shooting him where he was, not where he's going. Single
right.
Bird came
you
in.
Got to lead these babies. Yeah, one single.
Yes, indeed.
I've had two singles come to me so far, and there's a few flocks right yesterday on one area that was just loaded with birds, but I could not. There was So I just got out of that and came over here to another blind. So I hear a couple of my boys shooting, though.
Yeah. How fired up is Kenley this morning?
Oh, Carly's the one. Oh, Ken, well, both of them. They've been going crazy all day. You know, with all the camouflage around and the building blinds. And, oh, my gosh, they are wound up. Mm-hmm. I got the collar on Kenley just to unwind her a little bit, but she's doing good. She's real birdie. She really likes to sit out and watch the birds. Anything that flies by, she sits out there and looks. Kenley's not like that. Kenley watches me, and when I make a move, then she knows where the bird is. But I'd much rather Carly when it comes to that because she's going to be crack attack. She's a little lightning bolt, too. So that's part of the hunt. That's a major part of it is the dog. So
It's funny how they both have different tactics, you know, one watching birds and one watching you. Both things work, but different. And there's the typical teal call, that high-pitched, fast staccato repetition. Those teal birds.
That's a blue wing, and then a green wing goes. So there's two different ones for two different teal, but we don't see very, very few green wings this time of year. Maybe not even 1%.
Yeah, they'll be in later. You know, it's a shame that duck season opens with teal, which are some of the hardest birds to hit because they are so fast and erratic.
Oh, yeah, well. I've been dove hunting, so I'm good to go. The customers have a hard time because they really got to get in front of them. You know, that's a 5-foot lead when they're coming like that. Here comes some model ducks right now.
Yeah. How you seeing many model ducks?
Yep, plenty of model ducks. Plenty of model ducks, plenty of wood ducks around.
You know, I was commenting.
Lease is just covered with wood ducks and model ducks.
Yeah, hopefully we can get the Mexican whistler season included. Have you seen many whistlers around this morning?
I had two of them pass over. And big old flights up high. Yeah, I've seen just two of them came over me a little while ago, two squealers.
Mm-hmm.
So not a lot.
Well, if they add those to the teal season, it might open up a whole new industry. You know, whistling duck decoys, which I'm sure they already have, but also calls.
Yeah.
I don't know of anybody that's got a whistling duck call. Do you?
I do.
That's pretty good.
I've been calling them for about 5 years at my house like crazy and watching them in the yard. So, yeah, I'll be able to get them.
Yeah.
You know, when they come
to
see them.
Can you imitate it? Maybe on... you know, our boy John Fitzpatrick's 7-1 call. I bet you could reproduce it on there some kind of way if you figured it out.
That's a little high pitch.
That's excellent. Yeah, a little higher pitched than what they do, but it's close enough. I mean, they're not genius
the smartest
birds,
tool in the shed. We'll be able to get them with that.
No, yes, you will. Yes, you will.
I know Miss Carmen's give us a quick, she uses corn.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Can you give us a quick fishing report, update on post-storm fishing? What do you expect it to be? Storm minnows are being reported out now?
Yeah, the water's good. The boys all limited out yesterday. A few trout, but they didn't get out on the trout. I think with that west wind, it's going to be difficult for a couple of days to get out on the trout. But literally, they'll be coming in. In 2 more weeks, they'll be coming inside. So it'll get easier and easier on the trout. There's plenty of reds, plenty of flounders, black drum, sheephead, everything around. The boys are doing good. So
sound like a good recipe.
I'm fishing this morning.
Yeah, sound like a good recipe for the cast and blast. Sound like I hear some shots in the background there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're shooting in the back on the triangle pond. I got birds coming, but they're not paying for low enough on this shoot. They got them all shook up right now.
If somebody wants to come down there and hunt teal and do a little fishing after, how's the bookings look for the next couple weeks?
I got some room for teal hunters and some for fishing in September. So it's going to be busy, but we got a little bit of room.
I think that full moon is next week. Is the full moon next week?
And
the
got
week
a little
after.
Front, so we ought to have a bunch more birds pushing down.
Yeah, I love those new arrivals, you know?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I love them all.
Cajun Fishing Adventures, and the telephone number is
504-559-5111. We'll make it happen for them.
You know, I tell people it's worth the trip just to watch you hunt ducks, call ducks, shoot, and talk on a cell phone all at the same time.
You gotta be a multitasker in this business.
Yeah, you're one of the best at it. All right, good luck on the rest of the day. We'll catch up with you next week again.
All right, we'll see you, buddy.
All right, there he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing and Hunting Adventures.